T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Covering the Miami Heat from deep in the paint to beyond the arc and always inside the 305. This is Red Hot Hoops. Now, here's Alex Dono and Hollywood.
Welcome in to a victorious edition, an NBA Finals edition of Red Hot Hoops, an Odyssey podcast based on being up 3 and then tied at 3-3 and having to play Game 7 in Boston. I didn't know what kind of an episode we would be doing today, but it is a victorious edition, as improbable as that may seem, based on all the rhetoric and the predictions out there. But the Miami Heat are headed for the NBA Finals. They will take on the Denver Nuggets, and the Heat got there by surprisingly controlling Boston at that Game 7 on the road last night. 103-84, the Heat win. Alex Dono alongside Hollywood. So, Hollywood, first and foremost, what were your expectations heading into that game? Because I was sweating. I had the goosebumps. I was really nervous heading into Game 7.
You know, Dono, good to see you, by the way, back semi on your feet here. After shaking off the illness, but I didn't know what to think, because you looked at what happened in Game 6, and man, what a rough way to lose, right? You find a way to come back in that game, and you get the break at the end. Jimmy goes to the line, he hits all 3 clutch free throws, and you see Jimmy in the huddle, and he goes one stop. And they got the one stop, except for the fact that that ball happened to bounce in the one spot it couldn't, right to Derek White. He gets a tip in at the horn. And you're thinking to yourself, like, wow, this is going to be really tough for Miami to come back from. And, you know, I will say I expected Boston to play a whole hell of a lot better than they did in Game 7. 83 points is not going to beat anyone. We know that. But you know what, man? It was meant to be for this Heat team. It's a tremendous story. And, you know, to see Caleb Martin play the way that he played in Game 7 is just, it's astounding. There's a lot of amazing stories on this Heat team. You know, I don't know which story you want to hit. You know, Duncan Robinson, who doesn't play all season, comes in and has really helped a lot. Gabe Vincent has been fantastic. You know, Caleb Martin obviously was just incredible throughout the Eastern Conference Finals, and Jimmy Butler, you know, that was a legacy game in Game 7 for Jimmy. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, you're going to be remembered by what you do in the postseason, and nobody wants to be remembered for blowing a 3-0 lead in a series, being the first ever team to do that. So this was a big game for a lot of reasons for the Heat, and you know, very glad that they were able to pull it out. It's on to Denver, where the Heat are, again, 8.5-point underdog. So we'll continue to bet the Heat pretty heavily here, Dono.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, in winning that Game 7 the way that they did, I give so much credit to Eric Spoelstra and the leadership in the locker room that trickles down from people like Jimmy Butler to everyone else, because really, and it was clearly a thing, Hollywood, coming out of that Game 6. The demeanor with the way that they handled what was heartbreaking for you and I, and for every Heat fan who watched that Derek White tip in, and then for a couple seconds, you still thought you won the game because they didn't like count the basket immediately. And then, oh, they reveal, oh my God, you go from celebrating to a few seconds later realizing we lost this freaking basketball game. We're not headed to the finals. When you see stuff like that happen in the NBA, when you see moments like that, the teams that are on the wrong end of it usually don't respond positively from that. Mm-hmm. That's when you start to hear about the fights in the locker room, you start to hear about people punching through fire extinguishers, and you start to hear and see kind of players sort of checking out and just not being able to fight back from that kind of adversity. But I got to tell you, all the post-game material that came out of Game 6, which, again, was heartbreaking for me, for Hollywood, for Marcos, for every Heat fan watching it, the way Eric Spoelstra talked about it, business as usual. This doesn't change our attitude. It doesn't change our approach or our response, and we're going to find a way to get it done in Boston in Game 7, he said. Jimmy Butler talked about how this is just part of basketball. He had a smile on his face after that Game 6. So
guaranteed victory in three straight games.
Well, true.
Again, I'm glad for him because, you know, it's sort of been a big stain on his legacy, man. And, you know, obviously those people up in Boston would have been that would have been on replay. Jimmy with his guarantees for like three straight games that they were going to win. But
he finally got one right, though.
Dono, between the Heat and the Panthers, it's like you can't make this stuff up. It really is. It's so remarkable. And, you know, go back to this, man. Look, on paper, I think 9 times out of 10, you'd take the Celtics, right? I mean, you look at the players that they have and you look at the players Miami has, and, you know, you would never think Caleb Martin is going to have the game of his life in Game 7. It's going to be like Caleb Martin versus Derek White down the stretch of that game. But, you know, the amazing thing is Boston never felt to me like they were truly in that game or were going to come back and win that game.
Yeah.
I know it got down to, what was it, 6 or 7, you know, a little later in the second half, but did it ever feel like they were going to get over that hump? It really didn't, because
it was surprisingly calm.
Miami was, yeah.
Yeah, because like heading into the game, again, I had the sweats. I was freaking out. I kept looking at that Boston -7.5, and I was starting to buy into it a little bit. But then once the game started, I had my feet kicked up, Hollywood.
I was just very nervous, Dono, because, again, like you don't know what a loss like that could have done to this franchise. You know, it's just – man, it would have been utterly devastating to be sitting here today. We talked about this on the show this morning amongst, you know, everything else we talked about for 4 hours straight about the Heat. But, you know, what a loss in that game, if it was 103-84 Boston, what that would have felt like as a Heat fan to lose four straight. And this is your rival. I mean, this is the Celtics are the biggest rival that any South Florida team has. You know, I mean, I don't – Dolphins, Jets is maybe a distant second to that, but this is the rivalry for South Florida sports. It's Heat Celtics, and, you know, with that scumbag Paul Pierce sitting courtside, and, like, you just didn't want this to go poorly. And, you know, it really just amazing that Boston never showed a whole lot of fight at any point in that game, Dono. And, you know, I guess, you know, Tatum's injury didn't help, certainly. No. And I'm not like, you know, I know we're not here to make excuses for anyone or whatever, but that definitely got Boston off to a rocky start without question.
Yeah, you know, the Heat were going to be part of history regardless of what happened last night, because they would either have become the first team to ever blow a 3-0 lead and lose a series, or they could become the first 8 seed in an 82-game season to advance to the NBA Finals, and they were able to get the latter end of history, which is the better one, certainly, than the former. You know, you talked about standout performances on the Heat last night. I think you have to start with Caleb Martin. I mean, he wasn't Miami's leading scorer, but he practically was, and he shot exceptionally well. Caleb Martin, 11 for 16, 26 points, 4 for 6 from 3, and those were all big shots. Plus 14 net rating. The only player who had a higher net rating than him was Bam Adebayo, who I've got to get a ton of credit to. He was, you know, virtually at a triple-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists in the game for Bam, who played considerably better than he did in game number 6. And then, of course, Jimmy Butler, despite the fact he looked hobbled all game long. He's been hobbled all series long, let's be real here. Jimmy shot 12 for 28, led the team with 28 points in the game. He had a plus 11 rating. So Jimmy was plus 11. Caleb was plus 14. Bam Adebayo was plus 22. You also had you know, Gabe Vincent hitting some big shots early in the game. You talked about Duncan Robinson, who hit two out of his three-pointers in this one. So, you know, we needed Hollywood. We knew coming out of game six, we needed Jimmy and Bam to play better. They both did play better in game seven than they did in game six. And then we got the added bonus of Caleb Martin playing the best freaking game of his career.
Yeah, Dono, it's funny. They were talking about in the pregame, you know, watching NBA on TNT, is Jimmy Butler out of gas? And, you know, clearly he had some left in the tank yesterday, but he's been he's put a lot on his shoulders, right? There's no question about that. I don't know what he's going to have left come Thursday here. It's a quick turnaround for Miami. You're playing a team that's going to be very, very well rested in Denver. And I think you're playing a very well-rounded team as well. I think they have two stars, you know, clearly in Jokic and Jamal Murray, but I think the rest of their team is relatively well-rounded here. And look at this, the Heat, if they want to win a championship, are going to have to get rid of two number ones and a number two, you know, so it's not like Miami's had an easy run to this thing here, but you know, now it becomes a question of how much do the Heat have left in the tank, you know, specifically Jimmy Butler. And then, you know, can a guy like Bam Adebayo, who I think has to have a pretty decent series here, Dono, can he shake off whatever is bothering him? Because he didn't look right last night offensively. You know, defensively, he gives you everything he's got. You know, he took one right in the chops last night from Jaylen Brown, drew a big charge and, you know, continues to play tough underneath and rebounds, does all that stuff. But I think offensively, at least when he's up close near the basket, he's got to give you a little something. I thought there were some times in game seven with Derek White on him that he looked a little too passive for me, or he doesn't attempt to go to the basket. He's working the fadeaway. But, you know, again, I think you're going to have to get contributions from everyone to beat this Denver team, because this is going to take some serious scoring, I think, to beat these guys.
Do you have to kind of wonder if, at least for that first game, having less rest might play into your favor? Because don't we see that sometimes where, you know, the much better rested team, because Denver, they took care of the Lakers in four. The Heat had to labor all through this one. Sometimes the rest versus rust thing can really come into play in game one, where the Heat just might be in more of a rhythm. Because I'll tell you, man, if you can steal that first game in Denver, I know the Heat still wouldn't be favored in the series if they did that, but how huge would that be if the Heat can steal that first game, if they can catch Denver sleeping a little bit?
Well, they've done it in every series.
Yep.
Right? They've stolen game one. As far as this whole rest versus rust thing, oh man, I don't know. I think if I had my choice, Don, I would have rather have beaten Boston in four and sat back. And, you know, I don't think rest can hurt you. I mean, I think you might get a little bit of like ring rust to start the game from Denver, but I think at the end of the day, you'd certainly rather be, you know, sitting around practicing and waiting, as opposed to, you know, going through a battle like the Heat just did. And, you know, Miami's got, you know what, today is already Tuesday, so they have, you know, a couple of days here to rest and, you know, get ready for this one. But it's going to be a tough place to play up there in Denver with the altitude and all that good stuff. And you're playing against a very, very difficult team. So I think it'll be a very fun series. I really do.
Now, the altitude, that's actually a real thing, depending on whether you play indoors or outdoors. I hope Mike Greenberg is taking notes here, because the temperatures outside are not a factor when you play inside in a climate-controlled environment. But Mike Greenberg, the altitude does not change whether you're playing inside or outside. So that could be an actual factor to look out for. I'm literally going into this thing. I know that that the Nuggets are the better team on paper, and I certainly respect that. But I go into this just being open-minded to just about anything Hollywood, because the Heat have defied the odds all postseason long. You know, before game seven last night, I was talking with a good friend of mine who's a big Heat fan, and he was a lot less nervous about that game seven than I was. He was pretty confident the Heat were going to win, because what he told me was, hey, it would be so on brand for this Heat team, after blowing a three-game lead, to then go into Boston and win a game seven, and that it would be so on brand for that Celtics team, who have had their, you know, borderline implosions throughout the year, for them to blow a game seven on their home floor. So I guess the on brand thing played out for both sides, that the Heat were able to wrestle through adversity again, because that's what it's been all season long. I mean, you talk about everything they dealt with injury-wise and continuity-wise in just a really frustrating regular season. They were, you know, a couple minutes away from being eliminated in the play-in. You know, they lost that opening play-in game to Atlanta. They were a couple of minutes away from losing what would have ended their season against Chicago. So it's like this team has – they had no business beating Milwaukee, and they did it surprisingly easily. You know, they honestly had no business beating the Knicks, and they made the Knicks look very pedestrian. And then you just had this roller coaster of a series against a good Celtics team. So, you know, you can tell me all day about how much better Denver is and how they're going to be favored by 8.5 points in the first game. They'll probably be favored by 10 points in a couple of these games. But I'm going into this completely with an open mind that the Heat can get this done. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, and so, like, I do try to take my fan allegiances out of picks, right? When I try to pick a game, I want to try to do it in an objective way. I don't know, man. Is that, like, a fair answer at this point? I just don't know anymore. Like,
I think it is.
Again, like, common thinking would say the Nuggets are going to win this series. But that exactly what you just said. Like, the common thing would have thought the Bucks would have crushed the Heat, right? Miami barely sneaks into the playoffs, and we got people talking about, like, oh, we don't even want to make the playoffs. Let's take the draft pick. You remember that?
Yeah, of course. Like, I think I might have said that. Like,
yeah, you probably did. I probably did too. I didn't take the Heat to beat the Bucks. I mean, who did? Look, if everyone thought that was going to be a reality, that the Heat were going to make the finals, people would have gone out to Vegas and bought those tickets in advance, right? And you know, cashed in on this run. Heat were huge underdogs to do anything like this. So I don't know, man. I obviously Denver's better on paper. They're the number one seed in the Western Conference, which has a lot of good teams in it for a reason. But the Heat have gotten past the one seed and the two seed in a very tough East. So I don't know how this thing's going to play out here. It's, you know, Denver is a different team than any of the teams we've seen before, you know, so far in this postseason. So I don't know. That 8.5 number seems big to me, as all the numbers have seen. There seem to be with the Heat, you know, so far in this postseason. Oh, man, but I got to tell you, I don't love the fact that Miami is coming off a very physical series that went 7 games, as opposed to Denver, who's just been, you know, again, sitting around and just getting rested up for this thing here. So I think that might play a little factor here in game one. But, yeah, I think these games will all be close. I think this is going to be another battle here.
Do you think, you know, because obviously there's not really any historic rivalry between the Heat and Nuggets, but the one thing I go to was, you know, Jokic, the cheap shot against Markieff Morris last year that basically cost that guy his Heat career, because he never really bounced back from that. I mean, it was like that pretty much ended his time in Miami. And then the whole thing about the Jokic brothers who showed up to Miami for the next game. I'm sure the Jokic brothers will make some appearances in this series. So do you think this is going to be like a fun one to play up in the media? Because this is not the series the NBA wanted, right? I mean, the NBA, I'm sure they would have wanted Lakers versus Boston or Lakers versus Knicks, right? Because Denver.
I think this will be an entertaining series. Yeah. I do. I think it'll be entertaining. And here's the other look. This guy, Jokic, is what is he, a 2-time MVP now?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to showcase. You're going to showcase that guy off finally on a national stage, and people really get a chance to see what he's all about. I think Jamal Murray is a really good player, and you know, the Heat are a nice story, and Jimmy Butler's playing as good a ball as anyone. So, you know, I'm getting a little sick and tired of that narrative, and I saw it again all morning on Twitter of, like, this is a disaster for the NBA. It's not a disaster for the NBA. The two last teams standing.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, like, what it would have been, it would have been much better if it was Denver-Boston. Like, I mean, what are you, Jason Tatum, is that big of a draw for people? And Jason Tatum's a bum, as far as I'm concerned, Dono. And the way that guy no-showed in a handful of games in that series. And how about Jaylen Brown? When Jason Tatum, you know, screws up his ankle early in that game, Jaylen Brown has a chance to step up and earn that. Would you see that contract that he's about to get? 5 years, almost $300 million. I mean, he's not worth that, but of course someone will pay. I'm probably Boston. Yeah. I mean, you have to, right? But he's not worth that. He's not that good. And, you know, I don't think Boston's some, like, really enjoyable team to watch. I just think they have a great rivalry with the Heat.
No, yeah, I've noticed like people and even Denver is an excellent team, but still people have always been like, oh, well, you know, small market, nobody wants to see them in the finals, and Jokic is boring, even though he's a great player. And then we know how people feel about Miami, so I'm kind of happy we get this series so that the haters can eat it a little bit. But had a lot of fun today. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you again once these NBA finals get started. And as Hollywood articulated, the Heat are not going to get much time off here. It's going to be and here's Marcos with the lucky baby. Marcos and baby Raiden. The Heat have not lost a playoff series since your child was born.
Yes, what do you have to say to the people, Raiden? He's not really a man of words. He's more of a
Is he going to guarantee? Is he going to guarantee victory in the finals like Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, the old Jimmy Butler, 3 games in a row guarantee, baby. Heat will take game one as they have all season.
Let's go. He looks ready for the finals. I'll tell you that. How many weeks is he now?
3, just a little bit over 3.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I know Marcos was knuckles deep in a poopy diaper a few minutes ago, so I'm glad you got that sorted out.
This
baby knows a lot of winning early in life here, yeah. And I hope it's not all downhill from here. You got the Dolphin season coming up around the corner, Canes football, so.
Look, baby and I were up for 4 overtimes.
Well, fantastic stuff. Congratulations to young Raiden, who only knows winning, and to the proud papa, Marcos, as well. For Hollywood, I'm Dono. Let's go Heat. NBA Finals start Thursday. We'll talk to you guys again on another episode of Red Hot Hoops and Odyssey Podcast. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.